more and it could catch more into the barrel. Because the water, the well was hard water and always catch rainwater wash in.
Well, what kind of roof did Johnna have then?
Well, it's made out of oak. They was oak shingles. Made out of oak. They'd take them and have them saw them and then have them get some man that could just saw them and sitch a lamp. And I have seen a lot of houses covered with these clapboards, you know.
Were those split by hand?
Yes, they were split by hand, the most of them.
Now, when you keep the wood for your farm?
Well, I had a wood yard out in front of the house, and my dad would take the team and haul that up, cut down these trees, and haul it up there, and then he'd chop it up or get some of the neighbors to help him saw it up and stack her up along with the front paling fence and carry her in.
You didn't keep it under cover?
No, no.
And have any place for keeping all your garden tools and such as that?
I think he did, though, keep them in the shed, in the wagon shed at the barn. Of course, it wasn't a barn, a stable then. Never had a new barn. I called it a stable.
Well, now, what sort of sanitary facilities did you have?
We just had it outside.
Stables did you have? What were they like?
Well, he had his built out of logs, and then the sides of it. Then he sided up his stalls and the lower part of it, side where the roof come down, or maybe about 12 feet, he'd have it sawed, take these logs to the sawmill and have it sawed, and he'd board that up all around, then he'd make his stalls and manger on the inside. Then he had his corn crib on, let it come down real straight, and then for about 10 feet on one side, then he had his corn crib built along there, out of the plank, and then his wagon shed between his stable and the corn crib, put his wagon in. I remember that just a little bit.
Keep hay in there?
Yeah, he had the hay up in the loft.
Did he keep all the hay inside?
Stack it, no, just whatever he could get up there, he put in there, and then the rest of it, he stacked it.
But what kind of stacks did they have?
Well, they wasn't too awful high, about like you see out in the country nowadays. Just him and my grandfather used to stack hay.
Were they long ones or were they?
No, they was up pretty high. They wasn't long in ricks.
Well,
seemed like a lot of people, you know, where they have a lot of hay, they put it in ricks. But this was just a common stack of hay, like the.
Yeah, I have a question. Whether you made any distinction between a stack and a rick?
Yeah.
Did you build them here with a pole up through the center?
No. Mm-mm. No, he stacked it and he'd go
around. Round or did you build them in corners?
Huh? Round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they were bringing in the hay, what did they call those? Small place things that rake it up into before the
chop.
Well, now, where did they keep the cows?
Well, they run in the pasture most of the time, but he had a couple of places fixed in the stable where he always kept them until after he built a barn later on.
When he built the barn, did
you
have more room for hay?
Yes, had more room for hay and more room for the cows.
Had a place for hay on the ground level then, or was it all?